Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I am your host, Rico Deshawn Knox III, and this is Pimp Me, poetry is my passion. Hopefully, we'll have some people call in. We tried to do this yesterday, but we were unable to do due to some technical difficulties. But that was then, and this is now. So I'm excited about this platform. This is not new to me, although there have been some changes. I first got introduced to Blogspot Radio back in 2011 when I was living in Denver. And I met some phenomenal poets. Back then, the show was called Decorum Forum. So I'm really not going to take up too much time. And I live my life kind of by this motto: I expect the worst and hope for the best. So hopefully some people will come through and bless us with some poetry, some music, or whatever their talents are. So let me start off with, this is a new piece called Mindset. Because they have you gassed up, your vehicle is running on some bullshit. Pretty soon, you're going to run out of fuel as the fumes will consume you. You're going to need some transforming poetry, a.k.a. STP, to treat and get rid of all the negativity. See, you're going to need an alternative fuel source, maybe some fossil fuel or some E89 for your mind will keep you from breaking down time after time. See, I find that your mind needs a tune-up as your heart needs an oil change as the temperature gauge is steadily rising. It's not surprising why your check engine light stays on in your soul. You mourn, hating the day you were born, but moving on and letting go of the past will help your soul to perform better. You can navigate through any weather. Now, whether you take my advice or not, but a synthetic blend won't help you mend. You need that 10W-40 that will surely lubricate and help you navigate through the hate. Change your spark plugs with love as those new wires will ignite a fire in your soul. Higher octane to the brain will help you maintain balance. For faith is the substance you need. The size of a mustard seed is what's needed to succeed. A clean heart, a fresh start, no more falling apart. No regrets if you only change your mindset. So that is spanking brand new, and we are hoping that some people would come through. I'm going to do another one. This is called Vaginal Truths. In my youth, I learned the truth about you. Apples have fallen from trees in history. 1,000 ships have been launched on the sea just for beauty. Lies have been told. Secrets have been sold. Hairs have been chopped. Long flowing locks cropped. Even immaculate conception weighs heavily in on the situation. Undercover, secret lovers meet for secret rendezvous as forbidden desires reign true. See, in my youth, I learned the truth about you. Harlots, bitches, tricks, and more. Different labels for whores can't refute the power of a prostitute who knows where the value of her strength lies, resting comfortably between her thighs. And no matter how hard she tries, she will never hear me sigh or make me cry, for she has no more control of me because my celibacy keeps her at bay. For I have learned to lock those desires away. So that is Vaginal Truths. We're going to take a break here, go out here to Cyberland and see if anyone is going to join us. I know this is, we sent out the notice late, so we will see just what happens. Okay, I am back. Let's see. What do we want to talk about next? Let's talk about SummerSlam. This is going to be, we hope to be, something that will be done yearly. It is a poetry slam competition. It will happen at the Best Western Vermilion here in Lafayette, Louisiana. And it's from July the 7th to the 9th. We're hoping to attract local and national poets individually and as teams. There will be trophies with a top prize of being $1,000. So, if you are interested, go to creolepoetry.org and click on the tab for SummerSlam. The entry is $20 for individuals and teams, $250. And teams can consist of two individuals minimally, and five maximum. So, again, this was just a test. Sorry. This was just a test to see if the Blogspot radio issues have been fixed. So as I pretty much expected, I didn't really think that anyone was going to call them through, which is okay. You know, people, it was late. And then, of course, you know, people pick and choose who they want to listen to, who they want to follow, who they want to support, yada, yada. So Oh, we have somebody calling in. Let's see who this is.
Hello.
Hello.
And how you doing? How you doing?
It sounds like my son, Rico. Rico.
Yes, sir. This is 10 Minute Flesh.
What's going on, son?
Nothing much. How you feeling, Dad?
I'm feeling excited. You know, it's I did this platform way back in 2011 when it first came out, and my show back then was called The Forum Forum, and I met some wonderful, wonderful people there. In fact, I have one friend. Her name is Anu Healing, and she's out of Ohio. That girl's fire, and we still in contact today. So I'm excited about this opportunity. And like I said, we supposedly did this yesterday, and we had all kind of technical issues, and I was frustrated, and thank you for like, yeah, Dad, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. But, you know, when you want something so bad and it's not working, it's hard to not get frustrated. I'm human.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm
glad you called in. You got something for us? You want spit and dip?
Yeah, I'm a spit and dip. Hold on, let me find it real quick. I'm going to say my piece and I'm going to roll.
That's why it's called spit and dip.
Graduation. New levels, new devils. I graduated. You can make it through anything if magic made it. A standing ovation. Obstacles, I overcame it. Lyrically acclaiming for what I'm bringing. They transport like Jason Statham. Ball, you would have thought of Tatum. How you cop that work? They chose the streets. She was supporting. They was orphaned. Sick of the losses. It's leaving me nauseous. Dreams of Porsches. No more Negroes on porches smoking the Zai. And other packs getting high as the heavens. Dirt bikes, engines revving. No preacher, mistakes your greatest teacher. Next to the latest sneakers, I can afford it. Man of my word, I'm never talking. Don't think I'm bluffing, peeling your muffin. I'm trying to paint thoughts of what you think. Bodies extinct, I've seen it too often. Friends dead in the city, what does that tell you? Born in the belly don't make you a monster. But a beast, street poet, look how I devour the beats. Too grown to beef. This bread get you a piece, moving discreet. More than a woman who cheat. I say less because talking is cheap. When you pamp the meetups, I'm just saying. I graduated. You can make it through anything if magic made it. Going hard as the pavements. It's pain in my poetry. Pimping the game because she owing me. Life's the pay me with ovaries. I don't see you in my circle like astigmatism. I got homies who freed themselves from a prison when the whole world views us as a stigma. Gone.
That is fire. That's what I'm talking about. I think I know who your daddy is.
I think I know who he is too.
Yeah.
You know what they say, right? Like father, like son.
Yeah, like apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yes, sir.
So this is Women Empowerment Month. Do you have a poem that embraces or embodies that celebrates our black queens or just women in general?
Give me one second. I should have one.
Okay.
Yup, this one's called Black Love. Shout out to all the healthy black relationships, you know, ones that's not toxic and all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So black love, it's exceeding the race when others didn't expect it. A healthy love in a room full of toxic. My queen, that's more than a word that come off of an image. A queen with her crown and throne, but actions shown. Healthy love for my queen to be an example for my prince and princess. Hard work and commitment, that love like Dwayne Wayne and Wick. Martin to my Gina. A black love is dangerous with the right one breaking curses from our lineage. going against the culture, being a proud, complete household when everyone is doing their part. Once again, shout out to Black Love. Y'all not.
That's what y'all don't get enough recognition.
So I want to give that a give, shine some light on that. You know what I'm saying? Because they people glorify, you know, these toxic relationships. So I just want to shine a light on that real quick.
So I think you have some good news, don't you? Don't you have something coming along the way real soon?
Yep, I got my lady. She having a baby. You know, we having a son together. So, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out to her, you know, showing the support for her, you know what I'm saying? Just stepping up, you know what I'm saying, as a father, you know, is like a father's supposed to do, you know? Shout out to the fathers that's there for their children. They doing their part. They doing what they got to do to raise their children. You are appreciated for that. Your work is not going in vain.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Are you nervous?
Nope.
Are you nervous? Are you scared?
I'm not scared. I'm not nervous. I'm just focused.
Just focused.
Because
okay.
The reason why I'm not nervous is because I could see, like, if I was, like, younger, like in my teens, and you know what I'm saying, I got her pregnant, then I would have been nervous because I didn't have anything in order or have everything ready. But, you know, I've learned in life, you know what I'm saying, sometimes things come unexpected. So you don't have time. You don't got time to be nervous. You just need to come up with a game plan and just stay focused. Because that nervousness is not gonna solve anything. It's gonna create more problems than what it is. So you just gotta take it on the chin and just do your part. And that's what I'm doing. I'm just staying focused, you know. Focus on the goals that I have, you know, the things that I need to get myself prepared.
That's real talk. Real talk.
Yeah.
All right. All right, son. Anything else you want to say before us? Look what you say. Spit and dip.
Yeah, spit and dip. Once again, I just want to say shout out to Rico Deshawn, a.k.a. my pops. He taught me everything that I know as far as this poetry, this rapping, this hip-hop stuff. He's just been motivating me and just been inspiring me just to keep going. So I give you all respect for that. And once again, you know, shout out to him. He got a book. It's called Soar. You know what I'm saying? It's on Amazon. It's on all of the platforms. Just look him up. He's a phenomenal poet. And, yeah, that's all I have to say. Y'all be blessed.
All right, my son. And look, y'all, that was unsolicited. I always find it difficult. I'm like, with the things that's going on with the summer jam that's coming up, you know, I keep telling people I'm on the wrong side of the mic. You know what I'm saying? It is easier for me to perform live poetry than it is to sell myself about poetic events, if that makes any sense. I'm like, I'm the behind-the-scenes type of person, so I get nervous, you know, when I have to speak about something that I'm doing because I'm not a salesman. That's just not me. And so having my son as my mouthpiece doing this session is real good because Pop is kind of shy when it comes to that, but he's not shy when it comes to performing. I didn't expect this to have a large crowd or people, you know, call it in. And like I just said, you know, people support who they want to support. And, you know, you just got to keep grinding. You got to keep grinding, you know. Poetry is a funny thing. You know, either people like it or they don't. There's no in between. So I'm good. I'm good either way. We'll keep grinding and doing this platform, trying to figure out if I'm going to do it twice a month or am I going to do it weekly. It just really depends. But
whatever you do, you got my support.
Well, that's important. And
yes,
sir. So hopefully the word will get out for the next episode, which I think is next Sunday. And that one, Speak Your Truth. And that's kind of a open forum, kind of like this. Say what you got to say. And
okay.
And just let it ride. So, and besides doing poetry, I want to get into some other stuff, like what we had talked about earlier. I want to talk about mental health. Hopefully I can get one of my good friends here, or two of my friends, who are mental health professionals, and to, one, uses poetry as a platform to heal and to bring light to mental issues, and another one uses social media and her reach. That's her platform. So if I can get those two together under the same umbrella on an episode, that will be phenomenal. So it's just not going to be about poetry. We also going to do some stuff like which is a Christian open mic experience. So where you can keep it clean and still keep it real. We talked about that. Looking forward to doing that. And just really using this platform to reach out a whole lot of more people and to, you know, just do more things. So that's where we are with that. And with that, we got about 7 more minutes. I'm going to go ahead and end it early. I'm glad you called in. And hopefully on the next time, we'll have more people, you know,
chime in.
And because they were told about it, so it is what it is. I'm not one of those people to beg people to do something. People do what they want to do when they want to do it, and usually if and when it benefits them. So that's just the life we live.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's real tough.
I'm good. That is. I'm good. And I'll tell you what one person told me way back in the day. I don't know if he's still DJing. He says, no matter what you do, aim for the heavens above. He said, even if you miss, you're still among the stars. Keep that in mind. And that's how we're going to end. That's how we're going to end this. All right, my son.
Okay. All right, Dad.
All right. Love you. Love you. Thank you for supporting me.
Oh, no problem. Always.
All right, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, sir. All right, Dad.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.